And what kinds of insects will sting you?
A bee, a spider, ant.
What else is
there? A wasp. A wasp, a hornet.
Okay.
Yellow jacket. A yellow jacket.
Where does a yellow jacket build its nest?
I really don't know. I don't think I've ever seen a yellow jacket.
Talking about the wasp, talking about several of those, it'd be several.
Wasps.
And something that builds a nest out of dirt or mud.
Mud dauber.
Do they sting?
Yeah, I believe so.
And say if you hadn't cleaned a room in a while, up in the ceiling, in the corner, you might find a...
cobweb.
Okay. How would that have formed or been made?
I'm not sure. I assume it's a spider web covered with dust. Yeah.
Would it ever have a spider living in it?
No, uh-uh.
What would you call it if it had?
If it had a spider? A spider web.
And the part of the tree that grows under the ground is the...
roots.
Do you ever hear of using certain kinds of roots for vines for medicine?
Yeah, but I don't know which ones you would use. Yeah.
What do you call the kind of tree that you tap for syrup?
A maple.
Okay, we're talking about kinds of trees. What's the kind of tree that you tap for syrup?
Maple.
Okay, any special name for that kind of maple?
No, nothing.
What would you call a group of those growing together?
A grove.
And what different kinds of trees grow around here?
Oh, pine trees, oak trees. Willows. I can't think of many others.
What about a kind of tree that's got white scaly bark and sort of peel off?
A birch.
Okay, what about a sycamore? Does that grow around too?
Not that I know of.
Have you ever heard of a buttonwood or plane tree?
No.
And the kind of tree George Washington cut down?
A cherry tree.
Okay. And this is a kind of tree that's sort of the symbol of the South. It's got big white flowers.
Magnolia.
Have you ever heard another name for that?
No.
And a kind of a bush. The leaves turn bright red in the fall. It's got clusters of berries on it.
No, that doesn't ring any bells.
Do you ever hear of sumac or shoemake?
Sumac, yeah.
You know if that's
but
used
not
for
here.
Do you ever hear that used for anything?
Sumac? No.
What about a bush or shrub that's got pink and white flowers on it?
We have a Japanese magnolia, which is pink and white flowers.
How's that different from the regular?
I don't know. The flowers are pink and white.
Are they as big as?
I think it's Japanese magnolia. That's what they call it. It's a, the leaves are different, lighter colored. And the bark of the tree is lighter.
Did you ever hear of a spoonwood or spoonheart or laurel or rhododendron?
Rhododendron.
What does that look like?
No idea.
What about mountain laurel? Did you ever hear of that?
Mm-hmm.
What is?
But just as a term. Visitor centers and places around the country. You know, like in I think it was a, damn, was it the Smokies or something? I think I saw it there. You know, but I couldn't tell you what it was.
What kinds of berries would people get?
Down here?
Or just what kinds of berries would people eat?
Raspberries,